In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we will proceed to the second part of our sermon today of the five basic beliefs of the church.
我们刚刚已经讲到前面的三个教义，我们现在来谈第四个，就是圣灵。
We'll move on to the fourth belief, which is the Holy Spirit.
那有关圣灵，我们知道圣灵是主耶稣要升天的时候所应许的。
We know that the Holy Spirit was promised by the Jesus when he was ascending to heaven.
在这个约翰福音,
it is in John
14章那边,
John chapter 14.
约翰福音14章的16节,
John chapter 14 verse 16.
说我要求父，父就另外赐给你们一位保惠师, 叫他永远与你们同在, 就是真理的圣灵。 这里这个真理的圣灵是主耶稣亲自应许的。
And here it is said the Spirit of the truth is promised by the Lord Jesus.
那在使徒行传的第二章那边记载圣灵降临的情形。
In Acts chapter 2, it records the descension of the Holy Spirit.
在五旬节的时候，圣灵降临。
And during the festival of Pentecost, the Holy Spirit descended.
让当时等候的这些使徒们，他们得到圣灵，身体震动，说出奇异的卷舌音。
And it was that the awaiting disciples received the Holy Spirit, and their body moved involuntarily, and they spoke a different tongue, and they received the Holy Spirit.
当时回来过节的这些犹太人，他们看不懂，所以有些人就认为这些使徒，他们喝醉酒了，所以身体在那边晃。And
for Jewish people who were observing the Pentecost, they did not understand the meaning of the Holy Spirit, and they thought the disciples were drunk.
有一些听到这些使徒竟然用他们侨居地的话。 在述说神的大作为，用他们居住的地方的这个 local language 在讲神的大作为。But
what they heard is that those disciples spoke a tongue different to theirs to speak something great of God.
也就是说，从法国回来的，他听成这些使徒在讲法文；德国回来的，听成他们在讲德文。
So, for example, the person who was speaking German heard someone spoke in German, likewise for the French.
并不是说这些使徒，他们有语文的天才，会讲这么多国的话，而是圣灵让这些人听得懂。It
doesn't mean that the disciples were brilliant in speaking other languages, but it was because of the act of the Holy Spirit.
这是圣灵的由来跟圣灵实际上的降临。And
this is the origin and the descension of the Holy Spirit.
那我们关于圣灵，有一些其他基督教会的主张跟我们不一样。And
also, there are some variants of the meaning of the Holy Spirit among different denominations.
有一种他们主张就是说不需要求。
And some denominations suggest that it should not be pursued.
他们以这个以弗所书的一章十三节那边来做根据。They
use a verse from Ephesians,
一章十三节,
chapter 1, verse 13, as their ground.
那边记载，保罗说，你们既听见真理的道，就是叫你们得救的福音，也信了基督，既信了他就。 受的所应许的圣灵为印记。
It is said, in him you also trusted, after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, having believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise.
所以这些人主张说，只要信耶稣，自然就有圣灵，所以不需要再求了。So
because of this verse, they think that when you believe, you automatically have received the Holy Spirit, and you do not have to pursue it. We know that it is not correct. We know that after believing doesn't mean having or obtaining the Holy Spirit. Let's turn to Acts chapter
19.
It records that Paul met up with some disciples of John the Baptist at Ephesus.
就问他们说,
and he asked, did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believed it?
他们说没有啊,
and they replied to Paul that we have not, and also we have not heard of the Holy Spirit.
保罗就告诉他们,就问他们说你们受的是什么洗?
So Paul asked them, what baptisms were you baptized? And they replied, the baptism of John the Baptist.
所以啊,保罗啊,
so Paul baptized them once again.
奉耶稣基督的名给他们洗礼, 然后按手在他们头上,
and he did it by in the names of the Lord Jesus Christ, and he laid hands on them, and immediately they received the Holy Spirit.
而且啊,看得出哦,
and from this, we know that what is a true baptism.
所以在这里我们看到说，信耶稣是一回事哈，那得圣灵又是一回事哈。
In here, we learn that believing in Jesus is one matter, and having the Holy Spirit is another.
哦，不是不一样的哈。It's
separate. It's different.
那也有些人主张了，说他们用哥林多前书的12章3节。
Some use 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 13.
说若不是被圣灵感动的, 也没有说耶稣是主的。
And if you're not moved by the Holy Spirit, you do not accept Jesus as your Savior.
所以我们已经信耶稣了, 我们也都在称耶稣是主啊, 我们就是圣灵感动嘛。
So if we believe, well, if we are baptized and we also accept Jesus as our Lord, then we have our Holy Spirit.
圣灵感动就是有圣灵啦。
So when you are moved by the Holy Spirit, then you have the Holy Spirit.
这样对吗?
Is that true?
这也不对,
that's also incorrect.
耶稣所应许的圣灵是永远内住的圣灵。
What the Holy Spirit promised by Jesus is the Holy Spirit that is inside us at all times.
永远同在的,
it was united, we're united with the Holy Spirit forever.
在圣灵降临之前,
but before the descension of the Holy Spirit,
旧约时代那些先知啦、祭司啦，他们也曾经被圣灵感动过。
Before the descension of the Holy Spirit in Old Testament times, Holy Spirit, the Old Testament prophets were also moved by the Holy Spirit.
但并不是说圣灵就内住在里面，只是感动他们而已。
But it doesn't mean the Holy Spirit remained in them. It just meant that the Holy Spirit moved them.
有没有圣灵啊？还是要以使徒行传二章那边，他们是不是说这个极易的卷舌音，就是说方言、说灵言来做凭证？
Whether or not you have received Holy Spirit depend on what the Scripture said in Acts chapter 2. That one who speak in tongue would have Holy Spirit.
又有一些人这么主张,
and some others say that
他说使徒行传第二章那边这么写,
in Acts chapter 2
2章的38节,
in Acts chapter 2 verse 38
他说个人要悔改奉耶稣基督的名受洗叫你们的罪得赦就必领受所赐的圣灵。 这边谈到说要悔改，然后奉耶稣基督的名受洗，叫罪得赦，就必领受应许的圣灵。
And in here, it is said that if you repent and you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for remissions of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit.
所以我们外教会也是悔改啦，也是奉耶稣的名洗礼啦，所以我们。 就能够领受，就必领受，一定能领受这个应许的圣灵，所以不用求。
So other churches believe that if they repent and they be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that they would ultimately have the Holy Spirit and that they do not have to pursue it.
受洗的时候就有了。
And they believe that the Holy Spirit will be present in you at the time you are baptized.
就像耶稣洗礼一样啊, 耶稣洗礼之后, 从水里起来啊, 圣灵就降临在他身上了。
It is as the fashion as when Jesus was baptized, after he came out of the water, the heaven opens and the Holy Spirit descended on him.
所以我们啊, 只要洗礼啊, 就有圣灵, 不用求了。
So with that being said, they think that baptism means Holy Spirit.
这个对吗?
Is that correct?
我们看使徒行传第八章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 8.
使徒行传八章记载教会 在这个斯提凡 殉道之后 受到逼迫。
Chapter 8 records the persecution of Stephen.
那很多信徒就四散到处去传福音了。
The disciples were scattered and they preached to all different parts of the land.
有人就把福音传到撒玛利亚去。
And some preached to the area of Samaria.
我们来看八章十四节。
Let's read chapter 8, verse 14.
八章十四节, 使徒在耶路撒冷听见撒玛利亚人领受了神的道, 就打发彼得约翰往他们那里去。 15节。
15.
两个人到了, 就为他们祷告, 要教他们受圣灵。 16节。
16.
因为圣灵还没有降在他们一个人的身上, 他们只奉主耶稣的名受的洗。 17节。
17.
于是使徒按手在他们头上, 他们就受了圣灵。 这里谈到说, 这些撒玛利亚人, 他们也信了耶稣, 也受了洗, 但是就是没圣灵。
And here it is recorded that the Samaritans believed in Jesus and were baptized, but yet they did not have the Holy Spirit.
所以要等到啊, 彼得约翰啊, 来到按手, 他们才会得圣灵。
And it was not until Peter and John came and lay hands on them that they have received the Holy Spirit.
所以可见啊, 这些, 可见不是说啊, 洗礼啊, 就等于得圣灵。
So from this, we conclude that baptism does not mean the receiving Holy Spirit.
我们刚刚讲说信耶稣跟得圣灵是两回事, 现在讲洗礼跟得圣灵也是两回事的。
And earlier we talked about believing in Jesus and baptisms are two different matters. And here we say that baptism and receiving Holy Spirit are also two separate different matters.
那我们再看另外一个，是洗礼之前得圣灵的。
And we'll talk about another case, which is receiving the Holy Spirit before baptism.
使徒行传第十章。
Acts chapter 10.
10:44.
Acts chapter 10, verse 44.
这里记载说彼得啊到哥尼流家去传福音了。It
is said here Peter was preaching.
哥尼流。
10:1. 对。It was And it's recorded here that Peter was preaching in Caesarea.
这个哥尼流, 他把他的亲戚朋友通通找来听彼得传讲耶稣的道。
It is said here Peter was preaching in the home of Cornelius.
当彼得还在讲道的时候, 他就看到这些人得圣灵了。
So while Peter was speaking, the Holy Spirit fell upon all those who heard the word.
为什么彼得知道他们得圣灵?
How did Peter learn that they have received the Holy Spirit?
看46节。
Go to verse 46.
因听见他们说方言, 称赞神的大作为, 47节。
47.
于是彼得说, 这些人既受了圣灵, 跟我们一样, 谁能禁止用水给他们施洗呢? 48节。
48.
就吩咐, 奉耶稣基督的名给他们施洗。 这里呀, 是洗礼之前得圣灵的。
In here, it is a case of receiving the Holy Spirit before baptism.
在我们教会有很多人啊, 第一次来教会啊, 就得到圣灵了。
And there are some cases in this church that when a truth seeker first came, they received the Holy Spirit right away.
所以可见啊, 得圣灵跟洗礼啊, 是不同的两件事情。
So yet, this is another proof of The baptism and receiving of Holy Spirit are two different matters.
再来，有人会这么说。
And again, some may say that
说得圣灵哈、哦，有圣灵的果子嘛哈、哦，仁爱、喜乐、和平啊，温柔、节制、善良、信实哈、哦，九个。哦
That receiving the Holy Spirit would receive the seed of
就是有好的表和好的行为了哈。
That you would have very good behaviors.
那有圣灵的果子，就是等于有圣灵嘛。
When you have the seed of the Holy Spirit, does that mean you have the Holy Spirit?
哦，所以啊，我们外教会的信徒啊，我们都有很好的行为，所以等于我们就是有圣灵的果子。有圣灵的果子，就是我们有圣灵的意思了哈。
So other churches member may claim that they have the nine seeds of the Holy Spirit, and because they have demonstrated those nine behaviors, that they claim that they have the Holy Spirit.
这个也不一样哈、哦，也不对哈、哦。
This is also not equivalent to the Holy Spirit.
我们刚刚讲那个哥尼流哈、哦，他有很好的行为啊。
Earlier we talked about Cornelius. He had a very good demeanor.
但是他也是等到后来彼得来讲道理的时候，他们才得圣灵。
But him also, he only received the Holy Spirit after Peter preached to him.
那很多没有信耶稣的人也有很好的行为啊。
A lot of people who do not believe in Jesus also have very good demeanor and behaviors.
很多其他的宗教，他们的信徒也有好行为啊。
A lot of members from different churches, they also have very good behaviors.
是不是这些啊？这些其他的宗教的信徒都是得圣灵呢？不对的。
So does that mean those members in other churches have received the Holy Spirit? That is not true.
所以得圣灵啊，跟有好行为啊是两回事的哈。
So we distinguish having a good demeanor or behaviors and having the Holy Spirit are two different things.
所以这个我们可以知道说，有一些教会他主张说圣灵不用求的哈。
And some other churches suggest that you do not have to pursue the Holy Spirit.
有好行为就是了。
Because if you have good behaviors, you
have Holy Spirit. 信的时候就有了。
And some say that when you believe, you automatically have the Holy Spirit.
洗礼的时候就会有的。
And some say that the Holy Spirit comes with baptism.
这个都不对哈，圣灵是要祈求，而且是用用这个讲灵言哈、哦、为唯一的凭证。
And those are all false. The only proof of Holy Spirit is speaking in tongues.
那有人就会讲啊。
And some may even say,
这个讲灵言呐、啊，它只不过是恩赐哈、哦，不能说它是得圣灵的证据。
Some say that speaking of tongue does not prove the existence of Holy Spirit.
所以啊，你们真耶稣教会的圣灵是会讲灵言的哈、哦。那我们教会的圣灵是不会讲灵言的圣灵哈、哦。
So they say that the Holy Spirit of the true Jesus Church it's about speaking tongue, but our version of Holy Spirit it's not.
是不是这样
？Is it like that?
不对哈、哦。
No, it's not.
彼得为什么给哥尼流的人啊、哦，他家的人洗礼？
Why did Peter baptize the family of Cornelius?
保罗为什么给这些这个施洗约翰的门徒洗礼，还看出说有十二个人
？Why did Paul baptize those 11 people?
都是因为看到他们讲灵言。
And all because they both saw that they were speaking tongues.
所以讲灵言才是得圣灵的凭证。
So we conclude that speaking tongue speaking, it's the proof of the Holy Spirit.
这个有些教会他就会主张说、啊，就讲灵言不重要啊。
And some churches may even say would degrade the importance of speaking of tongue.
他会引这个哥林多前书十三章。
So they would use 1 Corinthians chapter 13 as their ground.
我若能说万人的方言并天使的话语如果没有爱啊，没有用的。
And they say that if you can speak the language of the angels, but you do not have love, it doesn't matter.
所以爱心啊比这个哈、说方言更重要。
So they conclude that love is more important than speaking tongue or having the Holy Spirit.
这样对吗
？Is that true?
这也不对
That's also false.
说方言啊，是证明得圣灵。
Speaking of tongue is a proof of having Holy Spirit.
哦，当然了，得圣灵不是只有身体这样震动，然后讲灵言，哦，就是这么肤浅，哦，不是这样，哦。
But having the Holy Spirit is not only about speaking of tongues or shaking of the body.
哦，得圣灵啊，还必须要有，哦，这个圣灵的表现。
And having the Holy Spirit must, when you have the Holy Spirit, you must manifest the Holy Spirit.
哦，要有圣得圣灵的这个好的行为的表现。
That means you should have good behaviors.
那有些弟兄姐妹就会怀疑啊，那我觉得哈，啊，某某人呐，啊，他没有好的表现哦，但是他祷告也是噜噜噜噜好大声啊，那到底他有没有圣灵？
And some members may have doubts that because some members that they think do not have good behaviors, but when they pray, it is very apparent that they are speaking of tongues.
圣经里面讲说，得圣灵还要顺服圣灵来行事。
It is said in the Bible, receiving the Holy Spirit, after receiving the Holy Spirit, you must let the Holy Spirit move you or affect you.
圣灵啊，在我们心中啊，替我们代求。
And because the Holy Spirit within us help us.
哦，如果你不顺从圣灵啊，圣灵感动你，你都扑灭他，你都不顺从他，那他是忧伤的圣灵哎。
So if you have the Holy Spirit but you do not obey the Holy Spirit, your Holy Spirit would be a very sad one.
啊，甚至到最后就是离开你啊。
And in a short while after, the Holy Spirit will depart from you.
哦，所以这个啊，也是让我们弟兄姐妹能够辨别哈，再来啊，有一些啊，这个其他教会的啊，他们信徒会说啊，他说保罗啊，在这哥林多前书的12章到14章也谈到教会说方言。
And some other members of different church or denominations would quote the verses from 1 Corinthians chapter 12 to chapter 14.
哥林多教会，他们都会说方言啊。
And it is said in there that the members from Corinthian church, they all have the Holy Spirit, and they all speak tongues.
哦，但是他们没有爱心，自高自大，嫉妒纷争，所以保罗把他当成是不属灵的。
But it is also said that they did not have love, they have internal conflicts, and that. That Paul, because of their iniquities, denounced the part of Christ.
在基督里面是做小孩子的。
But in Christ, we should be like little children.
啊，所以啊，有没有说方言呢？不重要了。
And they said, whether or not you speak tongue, it does not matter.
然后甚至在提摩太啊，在更多前书12章30节、啊，保罗也说，岂都是说方言的吗
？And also Paul said in 1 Corinthians that if all the people speak tongues，
哦，所以说方言呢 啊是一种恩赐，不是每个信徒都可以得到的。
And he expressed that the Holy Spirit is a blessing, not all people will receive the Holy Spirit.
这里啊，是因为很多这个其他教会的的这个信徒啊，他不知道保罗所强调的啊，是方言祷告跟方言讲道的不一样哈。
But a lot of members of different churches misunderstood what Paul placed emphasis on the difference of.Preaching with the Holy Spirit and speaking tongue with the Holy Spirit.
我们来看哥林多前书十四章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 14.
14:2.
14:2.
二节，那说方言的原不是对人说，乃是对神说，因为没有人听出来。然而在他的心灵里。却是讲说各样的奥秘。三节
，three，
做先知讲到的是对人说，要造就安慰劝勉人。四节
f
born.
说方言的是造就自己，做先知讲到的啊，乃是造就教会。这里呀、啊，啊，谈到说这个方言有两种。
And here it is described that the two different kinds of speaking in tongues.
哦，一种是方言的祷告，哦，就是灵言祷告。
First is praying and speaking in tongues at the same time.
哦，灵言祷告啊，啊，是要造就自己。
And first, the former is to speak to its himself.
哦，那这边所说的先知讲道啊，啊，是灵言讲道。
And in here, it is also mentioned when the prophets prophesize, they speaks in tongue.
这个是要造就教会的。
This is how they comfort the church.
所以保罗啊，他反对用这个灵言讲道的原因呢、啊，是没有翻译、啊，大家听不懂。
What Paul opposed in here is preaching. Preaching in speaking of tongues because no one understands.
不是啊，保罗反对用灵言祷告。
In here, Paul did not object speaking in tongue when praying.
哦，所以在二十六节那边还会谈到说，啊，如果啊用方言哈、哦，就是用灵言的话，就要有翻出来的人。
So that's why in verse 26. It said that when someone is preaching in speaking in tongue, that it must have a interpretation.
不然没办法造就教会。
Because it does not have an interpretation, it cannot edify the church.
但是啊，一般啊，其他的这个基督教会啊，他们不晓得啊，他们因为没有圣灵啊，他们啊，所以反对啊这个。讲方言哈、哦、
，and in some other churches, because the members in those churches do not have the Holy Spirit, and naturally they object the doctrine of the Holy Spirit.
哦，他们误解了，误解保罗的主张。
They are misled and misunderstood.
啊、哦，那到底呀、啊，方言能不能翻出来啊？
And there is a question about can speaking in tongue be interpreted?
哦，那小弟曾经讲过一个见证，就是去年啊，小弟到啊凤凰城教会所听到的见证。
I spoke of a testimony regarding my trip to Phoenix last year.
啊，那边呢、啊、有一个 Bob 弟兄哈、啊，他是个外国人啊。有一天呢、啊，他的家庭医师来访问他，也是个外国人。
So there was a member whose name was Bob, and one time he had a visit from a friend.
他的家庭医师哈 ，family doctor.
It's his family doctor or family physician that came and visit him.
他也是个基督徒啊，所以这个 Bob 弟兄就带他来教会。
So the physician was also a Christian. So naturally, Bob brought his family doctor to church.
大家用灵言在祷告的时候啊，他就住在那边，他不知道是为什么会这样子啊。
And the family doctor was a little frazzled.When the church members begin to speak in tongue in praying,
啊，所以他就啊，他是个很敬虔的基督徒，所以他就求神啊，让他啊知道是怎么一回事。
That family doctor was a very pious Christian and a devoted Christian. So at that time, in the midst of our church member praying, he asked God to enlighten him.
哦，当我们祷告完了之后，他站起来说：“你们教会有神。”
And after the prayer ended.That family doctor stood up and said, "This church surely has God."
哦，他啊做见证说啊，他刚刚啊求神让他听得懂，就神就开他的耳朵，他就听到传道在为教会祷告啊。他旁边那个弟兄啊，是为自己听不懂教授的口音在祷告。
So that family doctor asked God to reveal to him what the speaking of tongue was about. So and God revealed to him, and so he was able to listen.To what the pastor was saying. The pastor was saying, was praying for the sermon, and the brother next to him was praying for him to understand more of the sermon.
学校教授讲的英文有那个口音哈，有。
他听不懂。The brother next to him was speaking in tongue, but But the family doctor was able to interpret that he was praying that because of his professor at school has a heavy accent, he was praying that he would be able to understand the lesson.
所以啊，圣灵啊会看需要哦，会啊让当中有人听得懂，会能够翻译哦。
So this is a proof of how someone can interpret the speaking in tongue.
啊，这个是灵言祷告哦，就是方言祷告跟方言讲道的不同。
So in here we distinguish the difference between preaching and speaking in tongues and praying and speaking in tongues are two different things.
那最后啊，有些教会他们就会说，圣灵啊，启示你这样啊，叫他来他就来啊，按铃他就跑掉的。So
and some churches say that Holy Spirit, it's a spirit that you can command to come to you, and you can just you can dismiss it like a by a ring of a bell.
圣灵怎么是可以用求的呢? 圣灵是神要给人的, 不是你求就能够得到的。
And some say that a Holy Spirit, it's not obtained or pursued, but rather given by God.
哦, 这个也不对哦, 主耶稣啊, 曾经讲过一个戒饼的比喻。
That's also false, because Jesus spoke of a parable of a bread.
也讲到说，你们做人做父亲的虽然不好，还懂得把好的东西给儿女。况且天父真神不把圣灵给他们吗？ 给祈求的人,
And Jesus said that even though for sinners, they love their children and would give to the son or daughter the best, so how much more would the heavenly Father to give to those who pursue the Holy Spirit?
哦，给求他的人,
to give to those who would pursue him and obey him.
哦，所以 可见了，这个圣灵是需要祈求的哈。圣经也有应允啊，给祈求他的，说圣灵是要祈求得到。That
we learn that the Holy Spirit must be seek and pursued.
那有些教会啊，他会说，我们也有圣灵哈。And
some other churches would claim that they also have Holy Spirit.
那我们的圣灵就是啊，祷告的时候啊，就会倒在地上。
And they say that when they have Holy Spirit, they would fall down, or they would collapse.
哦，你看呢，圣经也是记载呀。哦，但尼里看异象啊，啊，这个使徒约翰看异象的时候啊，他整个人都没有力量。And
we can find this in the Bible when the prophet Daniel and the disciples, Peter, that they collapse. John collapsed.
哦，看异象的时候，
when they saw the miracles, they collapsed.
哦，啊，所以他们啊，给这个哦得到圣灵就倒下去。他们说这个被圣灵击倒，哦，他们发明这个名词叫做圣灵击倒。So
they say that they were knocked down by the Holy Spirit.
圣经不是这么记载的哦。当啊。 这个使徒们得圣灵的时候，旁边很多人在议论他，说他们喝醉酒了。It
is not like that, because when the disciples first received the Holy Spirit, a lot of other people were among them, and they discussed in what manner they were acting.
哎，彼得跟这些使徒啊，他就停下来，就站起来解释了。So
while the other people were discussing, Peter and other disciples just stopped and they stood up.
哦，所以可见呢。 得圣灵的人啊，他意识是清楚的。
So that concludes that when someone is having Holy Spirit, they're very alert.
反而是得邪灵的，看那个哦，庙里面那个鸡童啊，哦，他们被邪灵附身，或者是犯邪的被邪灵附身啊，他醒过来的时候，他都不知道刚刚发生什么事情。On
the other hand, for people who were consumed by evil spirits, it is what happened. They collapse or they get locked down.
所以得圣灵是快乐，啊，不是痛苦的。
So having Holy Spirit is a joyful event. It's not painful.
意识清楚的，而不是不能控制的。That
you would have a clear, you would have consciousness. It's not a very confused feeling.
好，啊，以上是有关于圣灵哈。
So we have spoken these things about the Holy Spirit.
那最后就是安息日的问题了哈。
And lastly, we come to the topic of Sabbath.
哦，安息日是神所设立的，在创世的时候就设立了安息日。
And it was what God commanded the day that we should rest.
哦，啊，在我们这边，在国外哈，啊的这个外国外哈，对吗？在美国不能讲国外，我现在也在国外。在我们这里哈，在这里的人没有那个这个礼拜一礼拜二的问题，然后这个 Chinese 才有 one two three 的问题哈。
And in America, we do not have the problem of the numbering of days because in Chinese there's only one two and three.
好，所以我们在这里说啊这个最后一天是哪一天哦？大家都知道是星期日，星期六，星期六。最后一天。
Chinese didn't have the in America because of the English language. We did not have the problem that the Chinese have for numbering the days of the week by one by numbers.
好，那中国就很比较会搞混哦。礼拜一哈，星期一、二、三、四、五、六，那最后一天是什么？最后一天是哪一天？六嘛，还是日？日嘛，最后一天是日嘛，星期日啊，所以这是最后一天，其实不是，最后一天是星期六哈，所以我们中国人比较会有这个一二三四五的这个问题哈，那美国人不会有这个问题。
And because in the Chinese language we number the week of the day, so for example Monday would be the first day, and actually in that numbering sequence Sunday would become the last day of the week, but in America.In the English language, we do not have that problem.
好，那所以说安息日是最后一天。最后一天是哪一天？最后一天就是星期六。
So the Sabbath is the last day of the week, and the last day of the week is Saturday.
哦，神在这个最后一天呢，把它定为圣日，这就是安息日的由来。
And God made the last day holy.
哦，那神设立安息日的目的是什么
？So what was the purpose for God to command?The Sabbath day.
要纪念神的创造。
Is to remember the creation from God.
哦，让我们得享身心的安息。
So we would have a regeneration of joy.
哦，要纪念神的救恩。
So we would remember the Lord's salvation.
哦，要我们仰望那个将来那个在天国里的安息。
So we would hope and foresee the good things in the heavenly kingdom in the future.
啊，主耶稣他也遵守安息日。
Jesus himself observed the Sabbath.
哦，主耶稣他在世上他经常在安息日的时候，他进到会堂里面。
So when Jesus was in earth, he always attended service in synagogues on Sabbath.
所以主耶稣不是要废掉安息日的哈。
So Jesus was not here to denounce the Sabbath day.
主耶稣也说他乃是成全律法，不是要废掉律法。
Because Jesus said that he came to complete the laws, but not to erase them.
哦，所以有些教会他主张说现在我们是新约时代哈，不用守安息日的，因为主耶稣把它废掉哦。不对哈，圣经没有说主耶稣废安息日哈。
Some church members say that we are the church of the New Testament, and because they thought that Jesus get rid of the day of Sabbath, so that they think they do not have to observe Sabbath.
主耶稣只不过是反对当时这些法利赛人、这些文士，他曲解了神所设立的安息日。
Jesus was only rebuking how the Pharisee and the scribe distorted the real meaning of the Sabbath.
好，主耶稣要把安息日恢复到神所设立的那个意义。
And Jesus was to restore the true meaning.Instructed by God regarding the Sabbath.
所以安息日不是来绑人的哈，不是来限制人的。
So that we know that Sabbath is not to restrict people.
好，在安息日可以做善事哈。
That on Sabbath day you can do good deeds.
安息日敬拜神。
On Sabbath you can worship God.
哦，所以今天我们守的安息就是主耶稣他恢复的那个原本神所设立的那个安息日。
So today's Sabbath, it's what that we observe is how Jesus described it in the New Testament.
安息日是为人设立，不是人为安息日设立。
That that the Sabbath is for it's man for the Sabbath, not Sabbath for the man.
有没有讲错？安息日为人设立 for man 哈、啊、人不是为安息日设立哈、啊。
什么是先
设立哈、
啊、？Oh, that Sabbath is established for man, not the other way around. not man is established for the Sabbath.
啊，所以啊，啊，安息日不是要来限制我们的哈、啊，是来帮助我们。
So Sabbath is not created to restrict us, but it's created to help us.
哦，在当时的犹太人，他们安息日有很多规矩的。
And in the Old Testament days, there was a lot of rules and regulations.
在耶稣那个时代也一样。
In the Old Testament as well as in the New Testament times, there were a lot of restrictions and rules regarding the Sabbath.
哦，啊，他们安息日啊，啊，很多事情不能做，不能走多远。哦
There was a lot of strict rules. For example, there's a limit on distance that you can go.
不能煮饭生火。
You cannot light a match or light a fire or cook.
他说现在的犹太人还是遵守这样的安息日哈。
In modern days, the Jewish people are still observing these kind of regulations.
所以在安息日啊，他们不可以开电灯哈，不可以开电视机哈，因为开灯哈就是点火的意思哈。
And on Sabbath day, they cannot turn on a light or the television because that would constitute lighting a fire.
啊，所以啊，他们前一天晚上就要把灯通通打开哈。
So the night before, they would turn on all the lights and appliances.
哦，他们也不可以开车，因为开车啊，那发动引擎就是点火哈。
They are also not allowed to drive because turning the key on the ignition.
所以他们要走路的到会堂去。我们经常看到他们戴黑帽子、穿黑西装哈，用走的哈。
So they have to walk to church with their attire.
好，那他们安息日啊，不可以坐电梯呀。
And on Sabbath day, they cannot ride an elevator.
哦，因为你要按开关，那个就是点火哈。
Because when you push the button, that would also constitute lighting a fire.
哦，所以他们有一种叫安息日电梯，就是每一层都停的哈。
So they have a Sabbath elevator program that all the floors buttons are pushed.
他们遵守到这样子的程度哈，变成把自己绑得很紧哈。
So they observe the regulation to this extent, which really restrict them in a way.
主耶稣那个时代就是这样哈，安息日不可以去看病。
So in Jesus' days, it was like that. On Sabbath day, you cannot even go see a doctor.
你不可以工作嘛，哈？你看，当医生看病也是工作，所以安息日不可以工作的。
That on the Sabbath day, you cannot labor, and seeing a doctor or being a doctor would consider labor.
所以主耶稣在安息日医治人呐，哦，他们就把耶稣拿来哦，就说他违反了安息日的规定。
So they accused Jesus, but of breaking the law when he healed people on Sabbath day.
啊，主耶稣的门徒肚子饿了哈，啊，把这个麦穗啊摘起来吃哈。他说你在收割哈，你这个也是工作，这个也不对。
So once on the Sabbath day, Jesus' disciples picked the wheat when they were hungry, and the Pharisees and scribes saw it, and they said it was labor because they were harvesting.
所以我们想想看，说犹太人他们这样子的安息日真的是好可怜，也不是神设立安息日的目的哈。
So we can see that the Sabbath day on Jewish custom is very miserable.
神设立的安息日是要让我们享受的，不是变成重担呐。
God created Sabbath for us to enjoy, not as a burden to us.
哦，所以今天我们在安息日里头，我们要有这个原则哈。
So this is a principle of Sabbath that we follow today.
当然了，不是叫你说那安息日就是休息啊，我们也不要来聚会，就在家里睡大头觉。
So it's not like that Sabbath is a day of rest that we can just sleep over and not come to church.
也不是这个意思哈。
It doesn't mean that.
安息日要轻松啊，那我们啊去看电影呢。
That the Sabbath day should be duty free. That we should go see a movie on the Sabbath day.
哦，这个也不是哈。
That's also not true.
心灵的休息啊，
It is the rest of our spirit.
那安息日啊，我们应该要聚会。
On Sabbath, we should come to service.
安息日要做好事，传福音。
That on the Sabbath day, that we should do good deeds and preach the gospel.
要学习真理。
We should learn the truth.
要纪念神的恩典。
We should be in remembrance of God's grace.
那使徒这个保罗啊，他也是安息日啊。经常到犹太人的会堂里面。
So, also Paul the apostle, he also attend the synagogues on Sabbaths.
来见证来传福音
He testified and he preached.
所以他也是遵守安息日的。
So he also followed the Sabbath.
那这是谁把安息日给改掉的
？But who changed the rules of Sabbath?
安息日。从礼拜六改到礼拜天去，是谁做的
？Who moved the Sabbath day from Saturday onto Sunday? Who did it?
我们可以找到的这个证据就是天主教改的。
There is proof that it was moved by the Catholics.
并且他很以这个改安息日来作为一种夸口。
And they also have changed the Sabbath as something they boast.
他说这个是神呐、给他的权柄。他可以他们的教皇是地面上的基督啊，他教皇的主张就等于是圣经哈。
And it's something that they demonstrated power because they think that the church is the Christ in earth that they have authority to change things.
所以他有权利可以改任何的东西。
And they changed the Sabbath from Saturday to Sunday because they could because they thought they had the authority to.
在这个主后的336年，老底嘉会议改的。
It was changed after
336后。
It was changed after 336 years.
那么336 A.D. 哈。
It was changed in 336 A.D.
从礼拜从星期六改成星期日。
It was in that year that the Sabbath day was changed from Saturday to Sunday.
那既然是人改的，那我们应该要遵守神还是遵守人的
？So we know that change was artificial. It was done by man. So which one should we follow, the God Sabbath or the man Sabbath?
所以我们应该要遵守神当时所设立的安息日，星期六。
And of course, we should observe the Sabbath.From God.
但是我们所遵守的不是现在犹太人那种律法的安息日。
But what we observe today, what Sabbath we observe today is different from what the Jewish observe with so many regulations and rules.
是神当时所设立，是耶稣基督所主张的这个恩典的安息日。
It must be the Sabbath what the Lord Jesus intended.
这个是有关安息日的这个道理。基本的信仰。
These are all the things and principles relating to the Sabbath.
那如果我们要更详细的了解我们的基本信仰，我们教会有这个真道提要问答、圣经要道这些参考书，我们都可以详细的参考。
And if you want to learn more details about the Sabbath, in our church we have a lot of literature such as Q&A and some.I get some other literature that can really show you the details of Sabbath.
So, 一方面呢，我们要求神帮助我们哦。
Then, of course, we must also ask help from God.
让我们呢在跟人家来宣讲这些基本教义的时候圣灵能够同工。
So when we speak In occasions when we speak of these basic beliefs, we would God's Spirit would be with us when we speak, when we preach.
用感恩的心来分享。
To have the heart of receiving the blessing to preach.
用谦卑的态度来分享。
To share the knowledge with an attitude of modesty and humility.
靠圣灵的能力，不是靠我们自己的口才。
That we relied on the power of the Holy Spirit. But not of our convictions of the language.